With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farm subsidies meant to offset the impacts of the trade war have been swept up by the nation's largest farms. At least that's according to new analysis by the Environmental Working Group. Don Carr is with the group and says the bottom 80% of farmers with smaller operations receive less than $5,000, while the top 1% received $183,000 on average. In fact, the nation's biggest 82 farms receive more than $500,000 each.
From our perspective, being a watchdog, is do these massive farms really need this money? And the conclusion most times is no. The struggling guys are the ones who need the money, and they're the ones not getting it.
Trade war-related payments made to farmers in 2018 and 2019 totaled $8.4 billion. More than half that money went to just one-tenth of the program's participants. Carr says one reason the field is so lopsided is because there were no rules for recipients to get bailouts. But he notes that people who apply for food stamps under the Farm Bill have to follow very strict rules in order to qualify for help.
We've been very, as a society and as a government, been very hard on folks who get SNAP benefits. The one place we don't make this same type of stringent requirement based on need, based on means, based on income is in the farm sector.
He also says the market facilitation program needs to do more for minority farmers. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.